愿一位平安从父神并主耶稣基督同埋圣灵归于你每一位。
Grace and peace to you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
今天早上我们继续来到去探讨这个的以心侍奉的是怎样看怎样同神同工的这个问题。
So we will continue our theme in terms of to serve with heart, how to partnership with God.
我们知道在上个两次和大家去分享过第三章出埃及记摩西他拒绝上帝的呼召。
So we have learned from God, the first three chapters how Moses refused God's call.
他觉得自己我是不得的我没掂家。
So he felt that I'm not ready, I'm not qualified.
至少他觉得自己对神在神的知识上面好像还未够。
I don't really have the knowledge of God.
其实很多人当你侍奉的时候你经常都觉得不够。
So many of you might say, in my service for the Lord, I feel insufficient.
我成日都觉得仲要去做多啲，去学多啲，去认识多啲。
I need to learn more. I need to experience more.
但摩西亦都话：神啊，我系边个啊？得唔得噶咁啊
？Moses said, "Who am I? Am I qualified?"
觉得自己可能系喺作为神嘅仆人去带领呢班以色列民，好似真系惊嘅。
He said, "You know, for me to lead God's people, I am afraid."
我知道我哋喺读到第三章嘅时候
，In chapter three，
我哋睇到摩西可能佢基于系过往好多唔同嘅经历，令到觉得对自己系边一个带领以色列民觉得有少少唔敢。
So based upon his past experience, he said, "For me to lead the Israelites, I am afraid. I don't have the courage."
有时我哋会受到我哋过往一啲嘅经历都会影响紧我哋。
Maybe we are impacted by our past experience.
我哋时候衰衰嘅，咁都得。而家你做你都传福音俾人得唔得噶
？I have failed so miserably in the past. Am I the leader? I don't think so.
但记住喺圣经里面成日都话俾佢听。
But in the Bible, repeatedly it says.
当你觉得自己罪越大
，When you think that you are great，
又当你知道神去恩典嚟到去点赦免你嘅时候
，And when you know that God'sforgiveness，
我相信你愿意侍奉神的心那种动力、那个希望、期待更加大。
And then your power, your willingness, your motivation to serve God even is greater.
所以我希望你仍继续喺回顾你过往的时候，你觉得我真系唔配嘅。
So I do want you to think back in the past and knowing that I am not worthy.
不过唔好净系喺望住过去，望翻转头啊。
But don't always get fixated in the past, but look forward.
嗱，嚟到第四章出埃及记。
In Exodus chapter 4.
嗱，摩西去亦都继续嚟到去提出一啲觉得自己唔得嘅地方，希望神你唔好揾我啦咁。
He continued to bring out reason that he's not able, so for God said, "Don't choose me."
但我感谢主就系神去对摩西好有忍耐。
But we thank God he is so patient with Moses.
继续嚟到去游说佢，去帮助佢，打开佢嘅结。
He continued to keep persuading him to open his mouth.
嗱，当你读到呢个经文嘅时间里边，第四章。
And when you read chapter four,
摩西回答佢话：佢哋必不信我，也不听我嘅话。
Moses said, "Well, they will not believe me."
嗱，喺呢个嘅中文圣经里边，佢哋必不信我，或者必不听我，好似好肯定咁啊。
So it said that in the Chinese, they will not believe me. So it's like very firm.
或者可能你睇呢个嘅英文圣经嘅时候就 What if 万一咁，可能系有少少好似唔系好肯定嘅。
So in the English text, it's a what if is a questioning.
万一点办呢咁
What if then what?
所以应该话万一佢哋唔信我，万一佢哋唔听我，咁点算
What if they don't believe me? What if they don't listen to me? Then what?
萬一嘅心態，萬一嘅情結咧，我哋叫
the what if attitude, the what if situation。
乜嘢叫萬一啊
？What if? What if?
可能發生。
If it will happen。
可能唔發生嘅。
If it doesn't happen。
但我哋好多時人都話，不如作最壞打算先啦，咁樣。
So you say, well, I'll just wait for the worst。
但當你講萬一嘅時間裏面咧，你其實心裏面係猶豫嘅。
So when you say what if, there's some ambivalence in you.
因为你会觉得，哎呀，唔好去住啦，万一。
So you say, well, I don't think I'll go now. What if?
呢种心态系一个嘅有犹豫嘅心态喺度。
The attitude is a hesitation.
但再進一步嚟睇嘅時候，萬一係有一個比較消極嘅含義喺度。
And then you also take a look at what if has a pessimistic approach。
所以點解啲人話不如作最壞打算先，萬一咁樣，所以往往都係你會揾咗一個最壞打算嚟到去睇。
So you take the worst scenario. If the worst scenario happens, then I will do this。
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺侍奉裏面都可能會係用萬一嚟到睇我哋嘅侍奉。
So in our service, we might also take the what if approach.
喺呢個嘅萬一呢個心態嘅後面。
So in the what if attitude.
可能我哋有一個嘅擔心就係我哋都未必係夠班㗎喎，點算啊
？So you are worried that well, I don't really have what it takes.
我配咩？
Am I worthy?
或者話我好似未準備好喎。
I'm not prepared.
嗱，呢個萬一呢個心態。
The attitude of what if.
當佢形成咗係喺個心裏面去做諗去做事嘅一種嘅方法諗嘢嘅方法嘅時候。
And if you have this attitude in your thinking.
好多時會成為咗去阻止咗我哋去侍奉神嘅機會。
It becomes a hindrance for you to serve God.
因為至少喺侍奉裏面。
Because at least in service,
好多嘅侍奉都系我哋过往都未必有好多经验去试过嘅。
It might be that you never had that experience to serve the Lord.
我哋都会去战战兢兢，得唔得噶？好惊嘅。
You'd hesitate. You'd are very cautious. Can I do it?
万一唔掂点办啊
？What if I cannot do it? Then what?
嗱，所以呢个系一个嘅，我哋好多时做基督徒，我哋去学习侍奉嘅时候，都会有呢种产生嘅一种嘅心态。
So it's a very normal thing for Christians, when you are getting ready to serve God, you have this attitude.
但用喺当中嚟到鼓励你，或者肯定你喺当中用神嘅话系俾你鼓励。
But I want to encourage you to affirm you with God's word.
嗱，侍奉上帝喺我生活里面系非常之重要嘅。
Serving God in my life is very important.
希望你都知道喺你嘅生命里面都系非常之重要嘅。
And I pray that it's also important in your life.
因为每一个嘅基督徒嘅属灵生活里面，透过侍奉系可以得着好多好多嘅嘢。
Because as a Christian, through service, you will gain a lot.
我惊万一你失咗呢个咁好嘅机会去领受神嘅恩典。
I fear that what if you lose this opportunity to serve?
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺当中被选上同上帝同工。
Brother and sister, you have been called to be in partnership with God.
喺上帝当佢嚟到去。呼召我哋成为神嘅儿女嘅时候，佢已经系包含在就系佢要让我哋同我一齐同工喺救恩计划里边去普传天下，叫万民归向主。
When he calls you to be his disciple, it includes his calling for you to enter into partnership with him to share the gospel to the whole wide world.
嗱，让我话俾你听我自己一啲嘅观察。
Let me share with you my observation.
当一个弟兄姊妹话我自己我都学唔得噶啦，咁我将自己当系一个嘅局外人嘅时间。
So when a brother or sister say, "Well, I am really don't have it," so they take themselves as an outsider.
佢好多时可能都会从万一进入一个就都唔关我事嘅，都唔关我事啫。
So from my what if position to, well, it really doesn't relate to me. It doesn't matter to me.
呢、这个心态系慢慢令到我哋慢慢，我觉得都唔关我事嘅，或者我都系国外人啦，咁算啦，少睇，唔好理啦咁。
So the attitude would progress into, well, it really doesn't involve me. I'm an outsider. It really doesn't matter to me.
所以喺呢个嘅整个教会嘅好多嘅研究里边，佢话今日教会里边都常都系20%去带领80%嘅人做80%人嘅工作。
So in the church study, the study result is 20% of the congregation member do the 80% work.
好多几大嘅教会都系20-80系呢个定局。
So no matter how large that congregation is, the ratio is 20-80.
几时我哋能够打破呢个20-80？我哋不断系为神嘅缘故，我哋唔好理，我哋做系20%定80%，总之做啦。整个教会好大嘅唔同。
How can we break through this so that you are not just thinking about the 20% or 80%? Where are you?
原来当我哋去参与侍奉嘅时间
，When you involve in ministry，
我哋个视觉慢，我哋视野会慢慢改变。
And our thinking and our perspective will change。
我哋喺侍奉里边经历咗上帝嘅同在。
In your service, you will experience God's presence。
而慢慢学习用佢嘅眼光去睇事。
And you will learn to see things from God's perspective.
乜系上帝眼光睇事物啊
What is God's perspective in looking things?
上帝不断呼召人来到去做抢救灵魂，去领人归主的工作。
God constantly called people to share the gospel, to bring the lost into his kingdom.
有一句说话我好喜欢，我好记得，好有深刻印象。
There's one phrase that I have, really to have an impact in my life.
保罗说，上帝整天伸手招呼那些勃逆顶撞的民。
Paul said, God stretch out his hand to those who are opposing him.
可能我们平时觉得没什么事，但是当你如果你是在当中参与同神同工的时候，你觉得这个是很难过的事。原来上帝整天伸手去招呼那些你叫他又走的人，你又叫他，你这里叫他那头走的人。
You might not think it as much of a statement, but when you enter into ministry, you would know what Paul's experience when he said, God daily stretch out his hand to call those people who oppose him. God call them to come and they run away.
我觉得很可惜，这么好的恩典你走了浪费了。
Oh, what a shame. Such good news, such blessing, and you run away?
当你真的开始同神同工去参与上帝的时候，你开始用他的心情去看东西，用他的眼光去看东西。
When you enter into partnership with God in His ministry, then you see God's, His heart, how He empathizes with us.
于是你的心态会改变了。
And then your perspective will change.
不是万一。
It's not a what if.
而是说不能够再等了，不要等了，先去做吧。
You will say, I cannot wait anymore. It cannot wait. Let's do it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在当中去学习用神的嘅应许，佢拎走呢个嘅万一嘅一个心态嘅时候。
So as we allow God's promise to drive out this what if，
上帝会加俾我力量。
God will strengthen us。
我相信有一个嘅经文，好多弟兄姊妹都不断嚟到去背诵嘅。
And there's one Bible verse I'm sure many the brother and sister wants to memorize it。
大家记唔记得边段啊
？Which one it will be？
我靠着那加给我力量的。
凡事都能做。
凡事都能做。
I can do all things through him who strengthen me.
上帝没说过我给了你力量之后最好你不要做。反而是说靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
God will not say, I give you strength and it's better for you not to use it. No. He said, I give you strength so that you can do all things.
我们要从这个万一的心态里走出来。
We need to come out of the what if attitude.
第二方面，我哋从呢段经文里面学到嘅咩咧
？The second thing we learn from this text.
我哋要去学习信靠。
We need to learn to obey.
信靠佢可以用你嘅手去做成一啲嘢。
To trust that God will use your hand to accomplish something.
嗱喺个经文里边
，in the text，
我哋见到上帝用一啲嘅超然嘅神迹嚟到肯定，话俾我听你得嘅，我喺你可以身边咁啊。
God use the extraordinary thing to tell Moses that you are able.
当他行这个神迹之前，摩西就被神问，他说你手上面是什么来的？
So God asked Moses, what do you have in your hand?
大家知道，摩西不是拿出了信用卡，拿出了什么金卡银卡出来。
So Moses did not bring out his visa or his gold card.
并没拿出一些很贵重的东西出来。
Didn't bring out anything of value.
就他手上只有一支的棒，一支的杖。
All he has is his staff.
我大概估计呢支杖可能用咗好多年。
He might have used this staff for many years.
有冇油每几年油一油咧？我哋唔知道。
Whether or not he painted every so many years.
但呢支棒肯定一定系有咁嘅能力，即系有咁嘅够粗够壮嘅。
So it must be pretty sturdy, good size rock, staff.
可能每日揸住嘅时候，啲汗啊手汗都喺个嗰度慢慢整到嗰啲嘅杖慢慢都剥落。好殘舊。
So the many years of sweat and it has probably smoothed out this staff.
佢就咁樣揸住啲杖嚟到繼續做呢個牧羊工作，做咗一段時間。
So he used this staff to be a shepherd for quite some time.
直到上帝呼召佢成為以色列人嘅牧羊人。
Until God called him to be the shepherd of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，摩西手上嘅係冇咩貴重嘅嘢，只係呢支杖。
Brothers and sisters, Moses' hand do not have anything of value except the staff.
但上帝就用这个杖变成上帝权力的杖，可以来到释放以色列民出埃及。
Yet God used this staff as his instrument to lead the people out of Egypt.
使到佢出埃及嘅计划完成。
To accomplish his plan for people to exodus from Egypt.
使到佢属佢嘅子民离开咗一个为奴被捆绑嘅地方。
To deliver his people from bondage of slavery.
本来一支人嘅杖变成神使用嘅杖。
A human staff to be God used staff.
在这个经文里面我们学习这个信服和信靠。
So in the text we learn about trust and obey.
当我读到经文的时候我们留意神他说你拿着杖扔到地下。
So notice, God said, take this staff, throw on the ground.
于是摩西就信服信靠就怎样劈了地下。
So Moses trust and obey, threw it on the ground.
容不容易啊
Is it easy to do?
容易。
Very easy.
将你的东西扔到地下是吧
What you have on your hand, just throw it on the ground.
但当神话你要将佢从嗰个变咗条蛇之后再攞返走啦攞返起嚟嘅时候你能唔能信服信靠呢
?But when it hit the ground, the staff become a snake, and God said, pick up the snake. Are you able to trust and obey and do it?
等之后我睇见圣经里面记载摩西嗱嗱声走。
The Bible said, the first thing he said, he just walked out and run away.
其实原来嗱嗱声走是人之常情嚟嘅。
It's a very natural response to run away.
喺我哋面对好多困难嘅时间里面走夹唔头就系最好嘅一个解决方法嚟嘅。
So as you face difficulty, your first response is to flight.
但系呢个唔系神嘅心意。
But that is not God's will.
面对问题唔容易。
Face problem is not easy.
上帝是要我们在当中属于主的人去侍奉的人面对各样的事情。
God wants his people, his servants to face difficulties.
所以我们不知道摩西走了多远。
So we don't know how far did Moses ran.
Okay. 始终都要学习去从地下上面将那个变成蛇的拿回来使它变成这个一支的杖。
Yet he has learned to go back,pick the snake up so that the snake become a staff again.
弟兄姊妹，摩西领受上帝的这个里面有两个神迹，第一个就是由杖变成蛇，第二个就是蛇变成杖。
So Moses experienced two miracles. One is for the staff to become a snake, and then the second miracle, a snake become a staff again.
但是一样东西就是如果你不去信靠和信服，你没有机会看到这些神迹奇事。
If you did not trust and obey, you will never experience this miracle.
就算生命去改变的神迹，如果我们不去参与在信服神去传福音的时候，你都没有机会看得到。
So if you don't get involved in the daily ministry, you will not experience that miracle.
但在这个神迹里面。
But in this miracle.
上帝给摩西经历到神是信实的，他讲过就算数。
God let Moses experience. God is a faithful God. What he said, he will do.
他今日仍然好喜悦嘅就同我哋一齐，以致我哋可以一步一步喺同佢同工里边去经历到佢神奇妙嘅带领、奇妙嘅改变。
Today he still is calling us to experience his faithfulness, to experience his life-changing experience.
嗱，虽然我哋系路德会嘅吓，但系我如果话神迹奇事喺信服从信靠里面神仍然彰显出来我觉得这句话没错。
We are Lutheran and we believe that as you trust and obey, miracles still happens. This is true.
在这个使徒行传第四章里面
In Acts 4,
当这个彼得和约翰他医治了一个瘸腿的之后跟着被人捉鬼了。
It records, Peter and John, after they healed a crippled person, they were, put in jail.
第三章里面讲到那个医好了之后又跳又赞美是吧
And chapter 3, we caught this, person who was late, he was jumping and praising God.
本来是大团结局的怎么知跟着原来加插了一个有蛇肩走去来到去捉了他们勾他们一餐。
It's supposed to be a happy ending, and then yet there is a, you know, the person who will get them and put them in jail.
在你去过同你说你不要来到再讲这个好的讯息不要讲这个福音。
It said, don't share this good news.
客完一餐之后跟着放出去走。
Threaten them and then release them.
你试下你想是彼得和约翰当时情景你怕不怕
If you were Peter and John in that situation, are you afraid?
不是拍戏真的捉住你。
It is not a pleasant thing to capture you and threaten you.
经过这个这样的恐吓之后，这班的信徒他怎样呢？他聚在一起祈祷。
After this experience of threat, they gather together to pray.
他怎样祈祷啊？
And what is their prayer?
他说求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量，讲你的道，一面伸出手来，来到去医治疾病，并且使到神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣基督的名行出来。
They pray, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
当我读到的经文的时候，后来整个的祈祷了之后，整个房间被震动。
You read that after they prayed, the whole place was shaken.
我相信不是地震。
It was not earthquake.
但圣经里面记载就是他们都被圣灵来到充满了，满有胆量来传讲上帝的福音。
And the Bible records they were filled with the Holy Spirit with courage and strength to share the gospel.
上帝给他胆量去传福音的胆量，同埋去释放主话语的勇气。
God gave them courage, the boldness to spread the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你可以看到圣经里面由初期教会开始，甚至旧约、新约，甚至到以后每一个教会，当我要去来到去遵行神的旨意，他都必须面对一个挑战。
No matter it's in the Old Testament, at the New Testament, apostles' time, to current time, any time when you are ready to share the gospel, you will face difficulty.
一面有外面不同的各样的攻击。
From the outside, there's persecution.
一面有圣徒的本身的信靠信服。
And the Christians struggle with trust and obey.
另一面有从神而来的神迹奇事，慢慢不断地保守带领。
And there is miracle and signs of wonder to help them and to nurture their faith.
这个就写尽了很多初期教会历史，到现在教会流传的历史。
And this is historical from the apostles' time to current time.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在当中学习信靠上帝，会透过我们手成就大事。
Brothers and sisters, let us learn to trust and obey. God will work through us.
因为所传讲的福音，耶稣基督是救人的福音，是非常之重要，没有一个人是错失的。
The gospel that Jesus saved all people. No one ought to be left behind.
我们需要更多人听到这个福音，以致更多人能够得救。
We want more people to hear the gospel. More people will become saved.
耶稣基督就是人类的盼望。
Jesus is the hope of all people.
所以作为一个上帝的同工，
So be a co-worker with God.
我们要去信靠信服。
We need to trust and obey.
我们去依靠他，以致神迹奇事在当中被推展出来，去荣耀他的名字和传讲福音。
We trust him that will work through us so that miracles and wonders will continue to be performed.
跟着我们会问一个问题，就是摩西有他的杖。
We ask the question, Moses have his staff.
究竟透过这个杖他做过什么呢？
So what did God use the staff to accomplish?
做了很多事是吧？
Did a lot of things.
在圣经记载里面，他透过这个杖他行了很多神迹奇事。
Through the staff, he did a lot of wondrous things.
使到这个尼罗河去变成有血的。
He struck the Nile River and it turns to blood.
很多不同的灾是当他举出来的时间，水里面走了青蛙，好多嘅唔同嘅一啲嘅动物出嚟。
So he used the staff to stretch out, and there's the plate of the frogs and the others.
有蝗虫，有等等呢啲昆虫。
Lotus.
佢亦都经历到好多嘅火，呢个嘅冰雹，好多唔同嘅嘢。
So the hails and different kinds of plate.
当佢曾经举呢个杖嘅时间里面，洪水分开。
So he stretched out his, the staff and the Red Sea.Part.
当他击打磐石的时候，水就出来。
He struck the rock and water came out.
一个咁普通的东西，当他用在神的手里面的时候，变成绝不普通的东西。
An ordinary staff, but in God's hand, it becomes extraordinary.
当你觉得你自己很宝贵，你留住不给神用的时候，最终他可能只是一个，到你不在的时候，他只是一个陪葬的东西。
So when you think that you areordinary, and you withhold yourself from God. When you die, it will just still be ordinary.
在上帝手里面，他会用我们所给出的东西去成就大事。
But if you entrust it to God, He will be use it for extraordinary.
新約裏邊，耶穌手上面嗰個種子。
So in the New Testament, the seeds that in Jesus' hand.
成就一個偉大嘅比喻，撒種嘅比喻。
It becomes a great parable, the parable of sowing the seed.
一個細路仔手上面嘅五餅二魚。
And the child's hands the five loaf of bread and two fish.
喂飽咗五千人。
Fed 5,000.
究竟我哋手上係啲乜嘢呢？
So what is in your hand?
讓我哋用手上我覺得擁有嘅嘢放出嚟，哇！神啊，你使用啦。
What is in our hand? All the possession we give to God, say God, you use it.
記得喺琴日呢個嘅地震嘅講座嘅時候。
So yesterday we have a disaster training.
咁佢嘅講嗰個嘅講員啊，去教我哋點樣去避防避震嘅時候，佢嘅手點擺咧？係咁樣擺係嘛？記唔記得？
So the trainer taught us in time of earthquake how you protect yourself. You use your hand to protect your neck.
其實保護你嘅頭，保護你嘅頸。
So protect your head, protect your neck.
仲要踎低係嘛？仲要。
And then you bend down.
或者今日我哋去做咗另一個動作，就係將我哋手係咁樣。
So let us do another gesture instead of this to have this gesture.
呢個動作當我做完之後，問我哋自己：究竟你而家 hold 住啲乜嘢咧？
So you are saying, well, what am I holding on?
你所 hold 住嘅，你所攬住嘅係你自己。
So what do you hold on? What do you embrace is yourself.
呢個就係你手上所擁有嘅嘢。
So this is what you have on your hand.
但你愿唔愿意話呢？我手上所擁有嘅，甚至我自己都交出嚟俾上帝咧。
So are you willing to say whatever my hands possess, including myself, I'm going to give to the Lord?
有時我哋手指裏邊咁揸嘅話，揸得好少嘅啫，俾得好少嘅啫。
So if you hold on to things with your hand, actually it's very little things.
但如果你係咁樣 hold 住嘅時候，你 hold 住你自己，問自己神啊，究竟我願意俾自己俾你咧？
So when you hold on to yourself, then you ask God, am I willing to give myself to God?
如果你能夠將自己都俾上帝嘅時候，其他嗰啲嘢都唔算係乜嘢。
If you're willing to give yourself, all your other possession in comparison is not that important.
弟兄姊妹，你係邊個？你係有啲乜嘢唔係重要？
So, brother and sister, who you are, what you have, that is not significant.
直到你俾咗神嘅时候，让神去使用嘅时候，嗰样先完全唔同嘅意义，唔同嘅讲法。
Until you give it to God, then it becomes another story.
你好有学识咩？你或者好有钱咩？好穷困咩？或者你好老咩？好年轻咩？喺神里面根本都唔系一个问题。
Are you rich? Are you poor? Are you old? Are you young? In God's sight, it really doesn't matter.
神喺神嘅眼中里面问就系你愿唔愿意你有拥有将你拥有嘅俾上帝。
The question God has for you is, are you willing to give what you have to the Lord?
一个嘅属神嘅系与神同工嘅人。
A person who become partnership with God.
佢要相信一样嘢。
He needs to believe one thing.
上帝系接纳我哋嘅。
God accepts us.
從信主嘅時候已經接納我哋。
From the time you believe Him, He accepts you.
今日繼續用我哋。
He wants to use you.
嚟到成就神偉大嘅事。
To accomplish great things in God.
或者臨走嘅時候問自己：你手裏邊 hold 住啲乜嘢？你有啲乜嘢可以俾上帝咧
？So before you leave today, you ask yourself, what am I holding? Am I willing to give it to God?
我低頭祈禱。
Let us pray.
即係天父上帝，我多謝讚美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主要有时我哋侍奉嘅时候都好似摩西一样好犹豫。
A lot of time we are like Moses, we have a lot of hesitation.
主要我哋俾万一呢种心态去操控咗我哋。
We are controlled by the what if attitude.
因为我哋成日都惊万一我哋唔掂。
Because we always afraid, what if I cannot do it?
成日都惊我哋万一做得唔好。
What if I don't do it well?
神啊，我哋感谢你，你喺我哋还做罪人嘅时候。你已经为爱死，你已经将你的爱向我哋显明。
Lord, we thank you. While we are still sinners, you love us and you show your love to us.
主啊，求你帮助我哋用你的爱去驱走咗万一嘅心态。
Lord, let your love drive out this what if mentality.
我哋凭着勇气，我哋凭着你俾我爱去投靠、信服、信靠你。
Strengthen us, give us your courage so that we can trust and obey.
就因为喺信靠、信服里边，你要将我哋所俾出嘅嘢化为大用。
Because it's only through trust and obey as we entrust our possession to you, you will do mighty things.
最后喺呢个时间里面，亦都为我哋每一个弟兄姊妹祷告。
Lord, we pray for every single person in this room.
主，我手上所 hold 住、所拥有嘅，唔系净系一个单单系一次好少少嘅嘢、奢微嘅嘢。
What we hold on is not small things.
主，我哋整个手所 hold 住嘅系我哋整个生命，我哋生命嘅主权。
What we hold is our life and ours in terms of will.
我哋成日喺我哋生命嘅主权里面话我哋话事。
Lord, oftentimes we have that lordship as we want to make our own decision.
但神，我哋愿意将我哋所有控制嘅主权交出嚟，主啊，求你使用我哋。
Lord, we want to give you that lordship that you be in control of our life.
主啊，知道呢个嘅同神同工嘅人必须有呢种心态，就将自己全然摆上。
We know that to be your co-worker in partnership with you, we need to have this attitude.
主啊，我呢个唔系为咗要逃命。
It is not to just to save our life.
系为咗要让我生命更加丰盛嘅嚟到表达，因为唯有你参与当中，俾我哋同我一齐同工，我哋生命先能够活得更加光彩有意义。
We want this abundant life, and we know abundant life only comes when we work together with you and to partner with you so that our life will be a radiant life.
主啊，让我哋能够喺你面前昂首嘅话，主啊，我哋感谢主，我哋能够同你同工。
Lord, give us that outstretched hand that, Lord, we want to be in partnership with you.
主啊，求你垂听我哋祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
祈祷交托奉啦，主耶稣基督得胜嘅名祈求。
We pray all this in our Lord's victorious name.
Amen. Amen.